This episode brought to you by Correlation and BankJoy. On the show today, we have Finalytics' very own Craig McLaughlin and Alex Jimenez talking about the organization's latest report on the top 50 credit unions' digital experience. Yes, we're rating the top 50 credit unions and their digital experience, how they rank amongst each other, and really, really interesting conversation here with Craig and Alex on what's happened in the digital space and what's going to be happening in 2022, and who are the top credit unions that are doing the best job out there. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have the gentleman from Finalytics. And right next to me is Mr. Craig McLaughlin. Craig, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Getting a little rainy today here in Southern California, but we're surviving. We're indoors. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. So, right below us is Alex Jimenez from Finalytics as well. Alex, how are you?
Good, good. We also have a little bit of rain and dark skies here in Las Vegas.
So. Well, I think you're getting what we're getting. So yeah. A little bit more on the way. So, oh my gosh. Hey, we're talking about, you guys just released a report on digital experience at the top 50 credit unions. And obviously our audience is credit unions. So we're going to be very fascinated with today's talk. Craig, I'm going to start with you. Can you provide us with a quick summary of this report? And then we'll dive into some details with Alex as well.
Yeah, sure. So we look at digital experiences for credit unions over and over again in the work that we do with credit union clients. And what we're trying to understand is, how does the average credit union perform? What does an outperformer do? What are the metrics around that? And after doing that analysis for individual clients, we decided we would produce a report that was a generalized report that looked at the industry as a whole. And so what we did is we took the largest 50 credit unions based on asset size, and we broke down their digital experience based on six or seven categories to understand how they were performing. So we looked at things like visual design, search engine optimization, use of digital marketing techniques, user experience, information architecture, to understand who in the category is really doing it well, and what can we learn from how they're approaching digital. So we do it on an annual basis. This last year we did 50 credit unions for 2021. For next year, we think we're going to increase that to 100 credit unions.
Gosh.
So the people on our team, Paul in particular, is a little anxious about the number of credit unions we do intend to assess, but we think it's a great service that we can bring to the category, part one. Part two is, we think it's great to inform how we think of what great digital experiences are. And so we tabulate all the information, we calculate who's leaders based on each of those categories, and then we take those lessons to inform what is then the ideal best practice digital experience for a top credit union.
Okay. And I was thinking as you're talking, Craig, it's like, 50 is a big number, and then you throw out the 100. I'm like, oh my gosh, you just doubled your fund. So...
it's interesting too, because there's 5,000 credit unions in the United States,
yeah.
And if you take the top 50, you're really only touching about 1%.
Yeah,
and
right.
So you really want to get a larger purview. And so every year we're curious to understand not just what do the largest based on asset size do, but what does the middle of the road do? Like, what are best practices? If not everybody can have as deep pockets as maybe federal, for example. So what can we learn from them to then inform kind of the average credit union in terms of how they think about the digital experience?
Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, have you guys seen an uptick in kind of the digital experience since the pandemic, or as we kind of inch our way out of it? Have you seen an uptick in this area? And I'll pose that same question to you, Alex.
In some places, I think there's a set of credit unions and banks that pretty much said we need to hunker down and wait until the pandemic and the impact of it, goes away before we do something. There were some others that have said, we are going to continue with our plans. We need to up our digital game. So there seems to be kind of a mixture of those in many organizations. So, back a year ago, we were thinking that we were going to see a big uptick overall, and we didn't see it. We saw it in some areas, but we didn't see it throughout the industry.
Because I'm just wondering, we all went through the digital acceleration through the pandemic, where we had to get this stuff done overnight or else you were lost. Yeah. So I'm just kind of wondering if you guys saw anything there. Craig, did you guys see anything on your radar with this?
Yeah, so I spend most of my time working with credit unions that are kind of at the early stages of that journey. So thinking about how they want to lay out their strategy. And then the team that we have on our side is then, you know, going through and orchestrating that work on an ongoing basis. And what I find the most interesting and telling lately is that there were a lot of credit unions that were kind of on the fence, and they really felt like their secret sauce was truly on the phone or in a branch. And then the pandemic came and it changed things. We're seeing, you know, a category that tends to be a little slower, really starting to pick up and understand that they want to do it right. And they really want to make sure that everything that touches a member from a digital perspective is as good as what you would experience either on a branch or on the phone. So we're seeing a significant uptick, particularly lately, in what people are planning for next year. And that's not always the case. And so it's more than the normal. I think 2022 is going to be a really big year for digital for credit unions.
Agreed. Yeah. So, all right, guys, let's get down to the nuts and bolts here. So what credit unions were, I mean, we don't have to name them all, but give me a couple, you know, what credit unions were digital leaders and why? And Craig, if you want to name your maybe top two favorite, and Alex, maybe you can name, you know, your top two or something, and why. So Craig, I'll stick with you. So who for you?
Yeah, no, so we always like, thanks. So we always like Alliant. And the reason why we like what Alliant is doing is that they were really committed very early. They were kind of an innovator when there weren't many credit unions that were looking at the digital channel as the primary touch with members. And so with that, I think they really focused on user experience and good, strong design. And so I think they did a lot of the things right that at the time was unique. And so I think 2 years ago, Alliant, you know, was consistently a winner. I think today things are starting to shift a lot. Yeah. I think all of a sudden, it's not just one credit union out there saying, hey, user experience is really important, let's lead in that category. It's a whole group of them that are really jumping in. And so, the larger ones are able to really step in, and not just that they're going shopping for a partner, but they're really changing the way that they think about digital and the way that they approach it. Mm-hmm. And so it's less about, we have a problem, let's find a vendor to solve it. It's more about, we have a problem, it's our problem, we need to own it. We can bring in vendors to do different things, but we need to be the kind of conductor and orchestrator of how that works. And so then we're seeing the super innovative credit unions, and I always think of Vistar because they're investing very heavily in the channel and bringing in incredibly strong top talent to be able to make that happen. But they're really owning it, they're driving. So they're not just bringing in a vendor to do something. They're really owning the digital experience and the platform underneath it so that they can really have that direct touch with the consumer. I think a lot of times, in credit unions in particular, you're really disintermediated from the member because of third-party platforms that stand between the credit union and the member. If you can take those elements out of play and you can control the experience from top to bottom, you've got a tremendous opportunity that, frankly, 90% of credit unions don't really have. And so we think there's a trend that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, you're right. Alliant and Vistar, they're always making headlines in the digital area for sure. So, Alex, what were one or two credit unions that stood out for you in this area?
Oh, if you look at the top five, Alliant, we just mentioned, Wings Financial Credit Union came in second. That shows you that we're not talking about the biggest credit unions there. We see credit unions like America First, where I'm actually a member, who came in third as well. And they're getting closer to Alliant. But Telco, Desert Financial, PenFed showed up pretty well. Idaho Central Credit Union, for example, is another example of a smaller credit union that is competing against the big boys. To me, the gap, if you look at the list of the top 10 and you compare it to the top 10 top 10 from an overall asset size to the top 10 in our report, and there's some big gaps there. I mean, Navy Federal doesn't show up in our top 10.
I'm surprised. Right? Wow.
They're in the top 20, but they don't show up there. Then you see someone, a credit union like Idaho coming in and being in the top 10. And that shows you that it's not always the ones with the most resources, but it's really the ones with the better vision and who are more willing to put put more investment and effort into the digital experience.
What was it about Idaho Central? Now you've piqued my interest. What was it about Idaho Central that really stood out for them? And being kind of a smaller size credit union.
Yeah. The user experience is better than the average. They presented well in SEO and SEM search optimization and a couple of other features. But you know, the interesting thing, if you look at the overall category, credit unions as a category does not show up well compared to retailers or other areas. And that's true of financial services in general. So there's a lot of opportunity for every single one of the credit unions on the list.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, that's kind of segues into my next question here. So the report also didn't, you know, it highlighted some of the top credit unions doing some really cool stuff in the digital area, but it also uncovered a series of critical member experience challenges and industry trends. So can you share a couple of these, Craig? And then Alex, I'll let you follow up as well with some.
Yeah, so I think the biggest one for us is this concept of the bifurcation of the digital experience, is that there's one experience for the unauthenticated member, so prospective member that hasn't logged in yet, and there's a completely distinct experience for the authenticated member. So I have an account with you, I've logged into my account. Generally, those experiences at the vast majority of credit unions aren't in sync. And so if you looked at, you know, Alex mentioned earlier, retailers, well, retailers would never accept that, right? So they would, from a brand perspective, they would want to make sure that you had a consistent brand experience across every touch point.
Mm-hmm.
But credit unions are challenged to be able to bring that to life. So what we find is it takes a strong team, a strong vision, but you can actually begin to make a lot of those things come to fruition. You think of like a Meridian, like online account origination funnel, for example, that can also be customized as well as the online ticket. So really focusing on every one of those key elements in your journeys becomes really important. Thinking about what those journeys are is really important. So sitting down and saying, what's most important to our credit? What is our offline business strategy? What are we trying to do? And a lot of times it's, well, we want to increase assets. We need new membership. We want to do more and more critical, more auto. Those are great goals. And so then take a step back against those and say, so how can the digital channel help kind of move those things forward?
Mm-hmm.
And then once you've done that, break down those experiences into the sequences or the segments in that process and look at ways to optimize each one of those bits. And so that, I think, is one of the biggest disconnects for us, is that there's an aspiration to want to be a leader, but then, you know, the boots on the ground problem is you've got to get in there and solve those things, which is expensive. You've got to have great people, and it's not just one person, it's a series of people. They're hard to find, they're hard to keep engaged, and it takes leadership, which is, I think, you know, Alex was mentioning it earlier, Idaho, you know, they've brought in Silicon Valley leadership to lead digital there, and I think, you know, Amir is who I think of it, in really driving that forward is a big challenge. So you have to have just leaders that have the appropriate amount of resources and vision to be able to execute on them.
Yeah. Yeah. So well said. Well said. Alex, anything else? Anything to add on that one as well?
Yeah. Just before we leave that very specific topic, the other piece is finding the right relationships and the right partners to work with.
Right.
And you know, it used to be that we were okay with just buying all our technology and just putting it out there into the website, which is why we have this Frankenstein of, you know, this is what the website looks like, this is what account opening looks like, this is what online banking looks like, and this is what mobile looks like, and those don't look the same. The other piece that we see is analytics, and out of the 50 credit unions we looked at, only 17 we find that actually had customized analytics beyond just the very basic. And in fact, some of them did not have a lot of analytics. And also the same number of credit unions had full digital journey tracking within their website that you could see that they're actually looking at when a prospect is looking at a website and is looking at a product. And then they're actually clicking through and applying for a loan. Mm-hmm. A lot of organizations just don't have those. And that, you know, that's 17 out of 50. That's a pretty bad number, particularly when we're looking at the top credit unions.
Agreed. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That needs to change. And hopefully, like you said earlier, Craig, you know, 2022 will change that with the digital momentum we got going, for sure. So So any lessons learned here, Alex, I'll stick with you. Any lessons learned or takeaways from this report from this year's report, actually, that Creighton should focus on?
Yeah, well, we talked a little bit about this, but you know, having the ability to define what you want to be as a digitally enabled organization. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what is it that you're going to look like? What are you going to feel like? A lot of organizations don't really have those discussions. So, you know, they rely on their agency or a vendor to build a website, and it's set it and forget it. They don't do anything beyond that. They don't manage the relationship with their digital banking vendor to improve the experience, to make it seem like it's alike. You know, I always say this to credit union executives. You would never in a million years outsource your branch network, yet you have no problem outsourcing your digital experience.
Right.
Why is that? And so, you know, to us that is a key issue. The other piece is you need to understand that whether a member still is going to your branch, that they are using your digital channels, and there's that disconnect. You know, you have this connection to the brand, you have connection to the people at the branch, but you don't have a connection to what you see and what you feel. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that relationship does excuse you and does give you the right to provide something not as good as some others, but that time is running out. Or, you know, as we talk to members around the country, they're starting to say, you know, that's not good enough anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love my credit union, but my credit union is so far behind the big boys in banking that I may not stay with them. So mm-hmm. it's time to get going.
Yeah, we've all been spoiled by the Amazon experience, the Uber experience, yeah, all these super seamless, exactly. Really easy to use. Like you said, every platform is seamless. Yeah, we've all been, the consumer has been spoiled in this area, and the expectations are really, really high, especially in the financial services area. So yeah, you're so spot on with that. Craig, anything else to add on that one as well? Any lessons learned or takeaways for you?
Yeah, so I mean, just dovetailing off what you're saying regarding Amazon and Uber, I think that's a great example. Those are organizations that know that every bit of friction they can take out of the digital experience is directly going to impact their bottom line. So they are ferocious in fighting those things and aggressive about bringing in any new technology that will make that experience just a little bit better. If you think of both those examples, what makes those platforms so great is that they're personal, that they're personalized to who you are and what your needs are. If I log into Uber and I need to take a taxi somewhere, I don't have to tell them where I am. It knows where I am because it's using my data to build them for that. Same thing with Amazon. If I looked at a particular gift for my son for his Xbox device yesterday, when I return tomorrow, it's going to suggest other alternatives that people also bought for that. So it's all about personalization. And that's where we realized after working with credit unions for so long that there was such a lack of expertise in terms of how to bring that same experience mm-hmm. to the category. And what credit unions were trying to do was use content management system platforms to be able to do that. But they were so expensive to deploy, expensive to license, hard to own the talent to be able to drive those things forward, that the impact of those solutions was really limited. So a credit union with big budgets to go and make those things happen, all of a sudden really struggled to bring that to life. And so that's why we built Finalytics, because it really solves that problem. So we're trying to bring that same, you know, Amazon or Uber-like experience mm-hmm. to credit unions and have it be something that they can just turn on in days and not months. And so what we're finding as we're going to market the solution is that there's a huge appreciation for that and a lot of enthusiasm about how it helps solve that problem.
So. Yeah, because it's expected now. You know, it's now the norm. It's not a nice to have. It's a have to have now, for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Also,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
It's also something that you can't, it's not just a one-off. You have to really kind of care and feed it. So mm-hmm. it really takes effort.
Yep. And it's like owning a home. If you want to keep it, it's the projects are never done.
That's exactly right.
Constantly upgrading. Yeah. You're constantly fixing. So, all right. Good stuff. Oh my gosh. This is something I could talk about for another hour, but you guys have work to do. But where can folks find out more information? Because I think we've just scratched the surface here. So where can folks go to find more details? Obviously your website, Finalytics.ai.
Yep. Okay. Go to Finalytics.ai, and okay. that's the name of the company, and that's also the domain name. So just go there and click on schedule a demo, and Alex and I will jump on the phone with you and walk you through how Finalytics can help you, and we'd be delighted to do it. So please do reach out. We'd love to connect with you.
Okay, good deal. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work, and because it sounds like you're going to double your fund for 2022, so now you're going to have to get to work right now. to cover those 100 credit unions that we're going to be talking about this time next year. So thanks again so much, guys. This is just fascinating stuff. This is something, I mean, again, we could talk about for another 2 hours very, very easily, but you guys have work to do, so I don't want to monopolize your time too much. But again, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael.